Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And also our Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So we are looking at record COVID-19 infections this week nationwide and in both Minnesota and Wisconsin. Brooks, let's start with you. What are the numbers and what are the suggestions for what to do about it on the Minnesota side?
Yeah, well, on Thursday, Minnesota hit a new statewide record with more than 7,200 new cases and 39 more deaths. And in St. Louis County, around Duluth especially, there were more than 300 cases reported, beating the last daily record, which was 190, also set this week. It's just been hit after hit in Duluth and in northern Minnesota, especially Itasca County, where Grand Rapids is, has just given up on contact tracing. Duluth schools are going back to all virtual and pausing, if not outright canceling, athletics. What to do about it? It's the same thing that they've been saying all along. Wear your mask, stay home if you feel sick, get a test if you can, and always, always keep distant from folks who are not part of your family.
Right. There is nationally, the CDC has now said that the mask wearing doesn't just protect your friends and neighbors and the rest of us, but protects you too. So that might increase some use, let's hope. Danny, how's the Wisconsin side doing?
Not much better. Top health officials in Wisconsin say the state's seven-day average of new COVID-19 cases has surpassed New York's highest seven-day average back in April. The state has been seeing more than 6,200 cases each day for the last week and has been reporting more than 7,000 cases each day in the last several days. And earlier this week, Governor Tony Evers held an address in which he issued an executive order asking people to stay home to reduce the spread of the virus. But, you know, that order lacked any real teeth, because as we've seen, Republican lawmakers in the Tavern League of Wisconsin have challenged the administration's mask mandate and capacity limits in bars and restaurants. And the cases are so high in the state right now that it actually prompted health officials to release a new dashboard showing counties that had critically high spread of COVID, which basically included almost all of Wisconsin except for several here in northern Wisconsin. And here in northwestern Wisconsin, we've seen hospitalizations grow. You know, on October 26th, it was just under 100 for the region. Now it's 2 weeks later, and that's doubled, and it's creating issues for hospitals. The virus has also created problems for ambulance services, who have had to actually send COVID patients further away for care and as far away as Rochester, Minnesota.
Well, in Rochester, I believe, or elsewhere in Minnesota, the hospital situation isn't much better, right, Brooks?
Yeah, especially on the I-35 corridor, the eastern half of the state, we're seeing almost maximum capacity as far as critical care beds. About 88% of northeastern Minnesota's critical care beds, as they call them, this is the highest level ICU, are taken. That leaves less than a dozen available as of earlier this week. And now St. Luke's Hospital actually announced this week they'll be asking folks to postpone voluntarily elective surgeries and appointments.
Mm-hmm. Danny mentioned the Tavern League in Wisconsin and restaurants and bars on the Minnesota side. What is going on?
Yeah, Governor Tim Walz this week announced he'd be doing some quote-unquote surgical restrictions on businesses, which include paring back group sizes to just 10 people, as well as ordering bars and restaurants to close at 10 p.m. Every night, and that starts today, Friday. Mm-hmm. Whether that is going to help slow the spread of the virus remains to be seen. We're told, you know, at the same time that, you know, a lot of younger folks are the ones who are seeing and spreading the virus. But we're also asked, you know, not to specifically blame them, because we all have a role in stopping the spread of the disease.
Mm-hmm. And businesses, of course, include far more than restaurants and bars. Danny, what's it look like as we head into the holiday shopping season?
Oh, well, some small businesses are offering curbside pickup, or they're offering online orders, or trying to get the word out on Facebook this year. so that they can reach people, because they're concerned that people are going to avoid coming out and shopping in person because of the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, there's also a lot of push that's going on right now with promotions from large retailers like Amazon and Target and Walmart, who are basically encouraging people to shop early online. You know, that's a kind of trend that we've been seeing start earlier every year, but this year it's started basically at the beginning of November. And Mary McFetridge with the Ashland Chamber of Commerce decided that when she saw that, she was going to set up a promotion or work with state officials on a Shop Wisconsin Downtown promotion so that people would come out and support small and local businesses during the holidays. So a lot of them are struggling right now to keep their doors open with the restrictions they've had to put in place, you know, social distancing and safety precautions in the stores to keep people safe, like having people wear masks. Just a lot of work going on right now to get people out to buy at brick and mortar shops, which is hard because people are afraid of going out right now with the high activity of the virus. And a Google survey says that about 75% of shoppers said they plan to shop more online this year, but also 66% plan to buy more at local small businesses. It looks like people will at least stick close to home if they are going to go out and shop in person.
Mm-hmm. I know there's an effort by small booksellers to remind the world that Amazon is not the only place to get books. It sounds like an old movie from, what, the 90s now? But they kicked this off on Amazon Prime Day. One of the local booksellers is our own Zenith Books in Duluth, which reminds you, you can order from them and pick them up curbside. Another business story, but also environmental story. Brooks, some developments on Line 3.
Yeah, on Thursday, Enbridge received some key permits from Minnesota regulators to start construction on its contentious Line 3 oil pipeline that would cross northern Minnesota, ending up at the Superior Oil Terminal. The $2.6 billion project has been tied up in court hearings and regulatory proceedings for several years now, and this gets it as close as it has ever been to actually starting construction in Minnesota. The Canadian side and the Wisconsin side of this new replacement pipeline have already been completed, and so this is just the last step to get this in place. Appeals are likely. Delays could still happen, but one union official told my colleague that they expect construction to start in a month.
Well, we've been speaking with Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport, and be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And we've also been joined by my Wisconsin Public Radio colleague, Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
Next week on Simply Superior. All of us are familiar with this way of removing snow, but in Montreal, they also use this device. We'll tell you about the innovative techniques that have made the Canadian city an undisputed leader in snow removal and lessons we might adapt in our area. That's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with more of the music of Vince Osborne, Domenico Dragonetti's Waltz No. 11. Stay safe, everyone.